Hello, hello, hello. This episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Apollo.io. If you share a pipeline goal with your sales team, then you care about the deliverability of your team's outbound emails. No email visibility means no chance to get that meeting. This is the silent nightmare for marketers. We often don't even know that this is happening. The most common cause of it? It's actually an easy one to fix. You're not using the right tool. That's why hundreds of marketers at companies like Mutiny are switching to Apollo.io. Apollo has every tool you need to power your entire outbound and inbound motions. Yep, that's right. I said inbound emails too. You can ask their team about what that is. Marketers using Apollo have seen outbound email deliverability jump from 62% to 98% after making the switch. 98%, that means more replies, more meetings, and of course, more pipeline. Want to see what type of results you can get with Apollo? Head over to apollo.io/e5, apollo.io/e5. If you go there right now, their team will set you up with a free account for you. And as a thank you for your time, check this out. You're going to get a free annual membership to Exit 5. That's valued at $275 just for checking them out. And the tool is free. If you're not already a member, this is a great opportunity. And if you are and you want to learn more, go to apollo.io/e5. Hey, what's up? This is Dave Gerhart, and you're listening to DGMG Radio. Everybody, this is episode one of my new DGMG podcast where I'm gonna be. Daisy's going wild right now. We just came back in from a walk and she's got the zoomies. Here you go. Hey,
what are you doing?
Anyway, okay, so I have an announcement that I want to make, and then I'll talk about some other stuff. And so, I'm putting this out on social and on my website and everywhere today. But I'm just gonna read it because it's something that I wrote, and I'll just give quick context. So this is an update on my end. Hey,
can you hang out?
If at first it was kids like. Like COVID, it was kids interrupting everything, and now I'm home alone and we have a dog. Okay. I spent the last decade working in marketing. I've gone from PR intern to chief marketing officer, but I've always had an itch to build a business of my own. It's one of the reasons I've had a side project of some kind. Get over here. It's one of the reasons I've always had a side project of some kind from dating all the way back to tech in Boston. Over the last year or so, one of those side projects, DGMG, has exploded. What started off as a podcast on Patreon about marketing has turned into a media company with 4,500 paying members, and it's time that I go work on DGMG as my full-time job. As a result, I've stepped down from my role as chief brand officer at Drift. David and Elias have been incredibly helpful and supportive in making this decision, and that means the world to me. I'll continue to root for Drift from the sidelines. Going full-time on DGMG will also give me the space to play around with a few other ideas I've had and create something outside of the B2B marketing space, maybe. One of those things is my book, Founder Brand, which comes out February 15th, 2022. But as Leah can attest to, there's many more things that I want to do over time. I wrote this as I was lying in my daughter's bed and now she's sleeping, so it's time to wrap it up. Oh, and PS to my mom and mother-in-law, yes, this means that we'll have to get our own health insurance now. I'm on it. And then I put a J. Cole quote in here because I was listening to this yesterday. If I'm betting on myself, then I've completely doubled down. P.S. If you want to work together on something, send me a note, dg@davegerhart.com. Okay, so today is the first day that I am working for myself. Surprise. I'm going all in on building DGMG as the founder of DGMG, DGMG LLC for tax purposes. But Obviously, I just want to shout out to David and Elias and the whole team at Drift. I mean what I said in there, that I'll continue to root for Drift from the sidelines, and they have been completely supportive of this. But me going to do DGMG full-time is just an itch that I have to go scratch. And just for more context on like what DGMG is, because I think it started off as this podcast and Facebook community. And so when I called it DGMG, I think everybody thought that like what it stood for was Dave Gerhardt Marketing Group, like literally like the group of marketing people on Facebook. But I've kind of always had this bigger vision, this longer term vision about like what Dave Gerhardt Marketing Group really is to me is an umbrella brand. That is all the things that I do. I love marketing. I've built up a reputation in marketing. I want to continue to educate, to make content, to work with companies, to and I don't know if that's in the B2B space, the B2B space, anything. And so I wanted to create this umbrella brand, which is DGMG. And so under that, right now I have the DGMG, like a DGMG membership, which gets you access to the Facebook community and DGMG University. And so when I talk about 4,500 paying members, that's between DGMG community and the university is 4,500 paying members. That on its own has become an incredible business. And I could just do that fully and work a couple hours a day and hang out a lot with my kids and do whatever I want. I could totally do that. And the honest answer is, I don't know which direction all this stuff is going to go in. And I think having this, going full time on my own gives me lots of options. And so we have DGMG, 4,500 members, but then I'm also going to be doing some consulting. Like I love working with companies on specific creative problems and giving marketing advice. And so I'm going to be working with companies in that capacity. There's a couple of B2B startups specifically that I'm going to be working with, but I'm open to things and I can be creatively pushed in one direction or another. If you know my stuff and you know what I might be able to bring to the table, hit me up. I don't know what I'm going to be able to say yes to, but I think one of the things that's exciting to me is just to be able to like finally say like, I'm going full time on DGMG. What's up? Send me a message. And, every day, this is like, so I didn't expect this rant to be so real, but I'm just going to share it anyway. Like every day I go back and forth between, do I want to build like the $10 million DGMG plus, which is like, I could see one path where there's, there's multiple books, there's events, there's more, online training. Like there's a path where DGMG could become something like Saster for those in the B2B marketing world. I've also like had lots of ideas about starting a marketing agency of some sorts, because like the thing that I do love is the marketing side of this. I've had the opportunity to build marketing teams and manage people, and I've worked with amazing people, but I know that if it comes to like people manager or marketer, my strength is as the marketer, as a creator. And so it would be fun to scratch that itch with an agency, but there's also a lot of things that I don't want to do on the agency side of things. And so I'm sharing all this to just give you a sense of like, yeah, where my head is at, because there's so many different things that I want to do. But then one day I wake up and I'm like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to like write, like hang out in my office and write, and then maybe I'll just be a writer. And so I think going full time on DGMG now gives me the option to explore a bunch of different paths. And over the last, I guess, 2 years, it's been a crazy 2 years. Outside of everything happening in the world, Privy was acquired while I was CMO over there. Drift, obviously separate from even going back this time, I have a long history with Drift. They received a majority investment from Vista. And so there's those two things happen in this year. Plus I have the opportunity to go full-time on DGMG. And I feel like the wind is at my back with DGMG right now, where, if I didn't make this jump and go do this now, I don't know when I ever would. And so, my next role, my current role now is I am the boss of me, which means I can only complain about marketing decisions that I make to myself, right? Life is too short to work for a CEO who doesn't get marketing. Now I am that. Now I am my own CEO. So today is the first day of the next chapter, which is being the founder of DGMG. As of now, my focus is on continuing to grow DGMG community and DGMG University and taking on some consulting clients in that capacity. But I have my book coming out in February, Founder Brand, which is really applicable to any startup founder, B2B, B2C. I'm going to reinvest in this podcast and just kind of put some more, I don't know what the format is going to be yet, because if I'm being honest, I have gotten kind of burned out of just like calling people up over Zoom and doing interviews. And it can be hard when like you're just doing kind of like the next question type interviews. Like, I want to hang out with people and have conversations, but I don't know how to do that without everybody coming to Vermont, which I don't think is a possibility either. So there's a lot that I got to figure out, but my core focus right now is DGMG membership, continuing to grow that, consulting and advising, and working on getting the Founder Brand book out there. Other than that, we're going to see where this whole thing goes. DGMG is already a business that is like, I never believed that I could do something on my own to this capacity. And I haven't even gone full time on it yet. And so that's what I'm excited about. On top of just the ability to just create my own life and create my own schedule now as the running, I guess, like a one-person company for the time being. So that's my update. Somehow this turned it into, I told you a lot of things I didn't think I was going to share, but this is like the real conversation that I've had with Leah over and over. And so here we are. Hit me up, Twitter, LinkedIn, dg@davegerhart.com, and let me know if you want to say hey. Also, if you have ideas about, nah, I don't want your ideas for this show. I'll figure out something to do it to do with it. So that's it. So I created Exit 5 to help you build a successful career in B2B marketing. First, it started off as my private podcast on Patreon, and many of you who listen to this today probably are OGs and remember that. I was talking about my lessons and learnings going from PR intern to CMO. Then it morphed into a Facebook group and quickly became one of the top resources for marketers in B2B SaaS. Today, this is a full-blown company. We have 3 full-time employees and ambitions to grow the team and keep building and hire more people this year. And we're investing in everything that's working, which right now is everything. It's amazing. We're making a big update to our community. We're doubling down on this podcast to serve the 5,000 people that listen every week. We're investing in our newsletter and written content to help the 16,000 people that get our emails. We're even hosting our first in-person event in September. We're building Exit 5 to help you grow your career in B2B marketing, because really there's no school for B2B marketing. You can't get a degree in how to build pipeline, and there isn't a playbook for how to get promoted in your career. And that's why I'm telling you right now to go and join the Exit 5 community. Go to Exit
rocket5.com. You can click join right there. There's a free 7-day trial. So if you're listening to this podcast, if you are one of those 5,000 people that listen to this podcast every single week and you have not joined our community yet, go and do that. At least go and check out the 7-day free trial. You'll sign up, you'll put your credit card in, but we don't bill you until 7 days. It's a 7-day free trial. And this is really Dave. We really do all of this. I want to build a company that is customer friendly. And that means that if you sign up and 2 weeks into this thing, you realize it's not for you, you can email us and cancel. But I want you to go check it out. It's a 7-day free trial. Go to exit5.com. You can get in our community and you'll see why it's so much more than just a discussion forum. Exit 5 is a B2B marketing resource that's there for you when you need it the most. When your boss comes to you and says, hey, we need you to come up with an ABM strategy for this year and you've never done that before, you go to Exit 5 and you ask that question, or you go and search the hundreds of posts before you. When you want to look for a new job, but you're not ready to post about it on LinkedIn yet, you can quietly browse for open roles and see who's hiring inside of Exit 5. Or maybe you need to build a peer group of other people in your job function, but LinkedIn is too broad to dig through. You can find out who else works in product marketing in your niche, or who else is a director in the $1 million to $10 million company range. You can do that inside of Exit 5. Maybe you want freelance, maybe you need to make a video in a pinch and you need recommendations for a freelance videographer that can work on your next product launch video, and they're located in the US and within your range of budget. That is why we built Exit 5, and that's what you can go in there and do. So go and check it out, exit5.com, start a free trial, and we'll see you inside of the community.
Hello, hello, hello. This episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Apollo.io. If you share a pipeline goal with your sales team, then you care about the deliverability of your team's outbound emails. No email visibility means no chance to get that meeting. This is the silent nightmare for marketers. We often don't even know that this is happening. The most common cause of it? It's actually an easy one to fix. You're not using the right tool. That's why hundreds of marketers at companies like Mutiny are switching to Apollo.io. Apollo has every tool you need to power your entire outbound and inbound motions. Yep, that's right. I said inbound emails too. You can ask their team about what that is. Marketers using Apollo have seen outbound email deliverability jump from 62% to 98% after making the switch. 98%, that means more replies, more meetings, and of course, more pipeline. Want to see what type of results you can get with Apollo? Head over to apollo.io/e5, apollo.io/e5. If you go there right now, their team will set you up with a free account for you. And as a thank you for your time, check this out. You're going to get a free annual membership to Exit 5. That's valued at $275 just for checking them out. And the tool is free. If you're not already a member, this is a great opportunity. And if you are and you want to learn more, go to apollo.io/e5.